southbound on I-15. Stretches from downtown all the way to Bangor Highway, northbound I-15, Draper to downtown. The 21st South Freeway stacked up and slow from I-15 all the way out to I-80. And then we also have delays southbound I-215's west, south, and east belts, and eastbound I-80 in the valley. Michelle?
Snowy conditions are hampering your drive through Parley's Canyon, I-80. You're going to hit those slowdowns at the mouth of the canyon, and then there is some sort of emergency vehicle situation going on. I can't quite tell if there's a crash or what's going on, but they're pulled over to the right. It's west of the Mountaindale Golf Course. It is slowing traffic. It looks like it is blocking the right lane. Now, if you're headed on highways 224, 248, or Highway 40, you're also going to see snowy conditions and extra slow travel times. If you're traveling in Spanish Fork Canyon, you will see intermittent slowdowns, but it's not looking too bad right now, Mark.
Well, we got a couple of wrecks up north, southbound Weber County, I-15, Harrisville Road. Southbound I-15 in Davis County, at the Salt Lake Davis County line around Beck Street. And Legacy Parkway, you've got trouble southbound at 500 South in Farmington. As far as delays go, well, fairly substantial on all of the main roads, including I-15, Legacy Parkway, 215 at the north end, Highway 89, and I-84. Leonardo's, Utah's most creative museum. Inside, you can build a car, fly a plane, or paint a masterpiece. The Leonardo's the perfect place for unique family experiences. Visit theleonardo.org. Mark Jackson and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together.